the rest of the story. Harley was a daydreamer, and much to the consternation of his wife, the condition was most apparent Sunday mornings in church. And one Sunday morning in particular, Harley appeared to doze, and the missus gently elbowed him in the ribs. Harley whispered that he was thinking about something, that he was searching his mind for the perfect name. And that is what Harley was doing. Harley's factory was just then manufacturing a new product. It had been invented right there in the plant by mistake. Somebody forgot to turn off one of the machines, and when the error was discovered, so was this remarkable saleable result. Well, anyway, though the product's discovery was accidental, its name must be chosen deliberately because, as Harley knew very well, effective advertising and merchandising were requisite even for the finest merchandise. But a name just refused to come to his mind. Harley recorded pages of suggestions from business associates and friends and family. None seemed completely satisfactory. None seemed to say it all. He frowned as he read and reread the list of prospective names, and then he decided if he were ever going to choose one, he must first eliminate the obviously unpromising ones. So he did. He selected what appeared to be the best choices. He wrote them down on a clean sheet of paper. Still none was more attractive than it had been in the first place. Now 2 weeks have passed. Harley's fretting grew to deep concern. Prospective names distracted him during the daytime, paraded monotonously through his brain while he slept, and yet among them the right one was utterly absent. Now we have Harley sitting in church. It's Sunday morning. He's exhausted from a fortnight of fitful sleep. He's tormented by the certainty that the absolutely right name for his product was out there somewhere, hiding behind the others. So preoccupied was Harley that he remained standing after the hymn singing. The rest of the congregation had sat down. Harley is still on his feet. He's staring vacantly. He begins to draw suppressed chuckles from the brethren. His wife tugged at his coat. It was only then that Harley, embarrassed, sat down in the pew. And then the minister opened his Bible and said, quote, "The text for today," this is the preacher speaking, "the text for today is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 45, verse 8. He then read it aloud, and as he did, Harley's eyes grew wide. There it was. There it was, the name for which he had so fervently searched, issuing forth down the corridors of time from the mouth of King David himself. In his elation, Harley leaped to his feet, and he ran out the door. The name for his new soap had been chosen, as it would remain forevermore. Because of a factory attendant's oversight, a mixing vat had been left running too long, and that's how come the soap was invented. What's happened is it got air bubbles in it, and that made it float. So the words, "It floats," became its slogan. But here's how it got its name. Because Harley Proctor happened to be in church that Sunday. And he was there when the pastor read about the palaces in the book of Psalms. About the palaces of ivory. Now you know the rest of the story.